15th of October, Kusinara, the Imperial Hotel, with Nina, Jonathan, Azita, Sarah, Betty, Maeve, Shukin, and Trusavin.
I have a question. These days we hear in the bus and also at the places quotations by Kumsuchin of the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, and one theme is repeated all the time. When you develop fully sila, the result is samadhi, calm. When you develop calm fully, the result is panya. I know that when people hear this text, they may be confused about the degree of calm and why calm has to be fully developed to have panya as a result. So maybe Kumsuchin could add some more explanations to this text.
I think that we shouldn't forget the purpose of studying the teachings for sila, for samadhi, or for panya. Otherwise, we try to have sila first, and then samadhi, and then panya. But the teachings of Buddha help us to understand reality right now. Otherwise, we have only sila and samadhi without any understanding of reality right now. But whenever there is right understanding right now, there is also sila and samadhi. So we don't have to do extra samadhi or sila at all.
But in this text it said when you fully develop, completely develop.
Okay, fully develop with or without panya, that it can be fully developed. For example, one can have five sila. Without panya, can it be fully developed? That's why we should understand when we read or discuss about anything from Tipitaka. Just talk about sila. It's not fully developed.
But I think Nina's question is more on the sequence of things. Is that right, Nina? You're asking about the sequence?
People read often from these texts. There are many texts about calm, that it has to be jhana, and then there are many misunderstandings about the degree and the kind of calm.
I think that we read and we study Buddhism in order to understand, not just to follow the way. Some people think like we have to develop sila first in order to have calm, because the person who can be fully developed of even five silas has to be sotapanna. So that one can say that this is a sequence of having sila from moment to moment with understanding, not just without any understanding at all.
And how about calm?
Even calmness is a wholesome cetasika, which arises with each kusala citta. And it's not the self who is trying to be calm or to have calm, but to understand even calm at that moment as just a reality. Otherwise, it cannot fully develop, because the one who has fully developed calmness must be anagami.
I have a question from a member of the ESG who lives in Japan. He asked about the difference between developing a wholesome quality just by accumulating more moments of wholesomeness and what you refer to as development. I think in your talks, please listen to, you've distinguished between developing wholesome qualities and just the arising of wholesome moments which accumulate. Could you say a bit more about that?
Anyone who is trying to develop more kusala with the idea of self can have more kusala without right understanding of realities as not self.
What about the person in whom kusala arises naturally? Is that person developing kusala in terms of...
When we talk about developing, we should think also about the accumulation. For example, each moment of kusala which has arisen and fallen away cannot get away from the accumulation of citta of the next moment. Because one citta arises and falls away, and it has that ability, in Pali it is sati, to condition the next moment immediately, and since the next one is conditioned by the previous one, so it has everything. even the Chaitanya Chaitasika, which has done any kind of karma, has passed away. Once it arises and it has fallen away, it's there in the next citta as condition, which is karma patriya. So even at that moment, the Chaitasika does not arise. It cannot perform its function because it does not arise, but it's there as latent tendencies. Asiya Nusiya is the accumulation of both Kusala and Akusala. But for Akusala, Anusaya is a term for just Akusala. But Asiya can be the accumulation of both Kusala and Akusala. So at this moment, who knows one's own citta, which has been carried from all Kusala and Akusala from eons and eons ago, to condition even such thinking right now, because no one knows what the next moment will be, thinking of what, not at all. So by conditions only, that condition each moment.
Can you speak a little more about the chaitasikas forming their function? We think of me doing something or doing good deeds and giving.
We usually take citta, chaitasika and rupa for mind and body or myself. But if there is no citta, no chaitasika at all, can there be anyone sitting here, seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, or kusala moments?
So chitta is only performing their function when
right.
they arise at
right.
that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chitta always arises and falls away. But it depends on how many chaitasikas arise with that chitta, so that chitta is kusala or akusala.
In your answer to the question I put a minute ago, you said if there is an idea of self who is there cannot be a development of kusala.
No matter how much one has kusala and akusala, as long as one doesn't realize that it's not the self at all, because those moments are citta and chaitasikas only.
So for us and for the person asking the question, do we need to understand that even the idea of developing kusala is likely to involve an idea of self?
As long as there is no direct awareness of a reality, who sees? I, or that reality which can experience an object, and now it arises and sees. No one who sees at all. Otherwise, we don't need to hear more and more about realities.
But there are so many references in the teachings to the development of kusala qualities, especially
yes.
understanding. When we read that,
don't forget kusala quality. Must be kusala quality, no self.
Is there some way that we can understand this when we read it that helps us not to immediately think of the self developing kusala and wanting to have more kusala?
It depends on understanding while one is reading. If one reads in order just to understand, at that moment the result is the development of understanding itself. But if one reads with the idea of I am reading, it's I who gain knowledge or understanding. So it depends on how firmly established of the understanding of anattaness is there. Otherwise, it's always Buddha told us to do this, Buddha told us to sit, or Buddha told us to try. But actually, he didn't mention that at all. Even just a moment ago, develop good quality, no self.
Does Sanya have a role in this?
Each moment. For example now, what are you thinking about? See? Sanya remembers, it marks, it conditions thinking of a certain thing all the time.
The friend particularly mentioned with regard to metta and compassion, particularly asked about the difference between accumulating more metta and compassion naturally, when they arise, each moment of metta and compassion is a condition for more metta and compassion, as opposed to bhavana or the development of metta and compassion.
When anything arises by having such accumulation, at that moment it's so natural because there are conditions for kusala of that kind to arise. But when we are talking about the development of metta, it's different, because the purpose is to have more metta until it has attained the upajara samadhi, excess concentration, or appana samadhi, absorption concentration, another higher level, not just ordinary or natural conditioned reality by accumulation.
It's so very difficult to realize that we have the idea of I am reading, I am studying. How can we learn more or realize this, that it is I all the time?
At the moment of reading, there is considering and understanding. At that moment, there is no idea of self, because right understanding is there. But as long as it's not completely eradicated yet, so one knows that without the direct understanding of a reality with direct awareness, it's just the story of cittas and cetasikas.
So I think mostly when we are reading, studying, considering, it's I.
That? Or latent tendency?
Latent tendency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one can see the difference of the knowledge of understanding realities through reading and through the direct awareness. Because while one is reading, it's only the sanya of the story of reality, but not the sanya of the direct awareness of a characteristic of which sanya is aware.
The thought of reality and the realization of a characteristic of a reality that arose just nanoseconds before, sanya would mark it, and that would that act as a condition for it to arise again later, at least that thought of remembrance of the understanding of the reality, that that not works.
Yeah, like now.
And is it possible that even though wrong view doesn't arise, it's just a latent tendency, that somehow wrong view of self is reflected in the sanya that arises, so that all these things are accumulated in sanya to an extent, so even when it's a latent tendency, still there is a kind of way of perceiving things?
I think that we just want to experience directly what we have read. Like the citta with wrong view, we would like very much to know. But while one is reading, there can be the understanding of that moment as not self, theoretically, intellectually. Is that not enough? Like now, there is vedana, feeling. Do we really want to experience it as just anama, a reality? Or just know that there must be feeling right now, and we cannot tell whether it is indifferent feeling or pleasant or unpleasant at all, because they are all fall away instantly all the time. Only when awareness arises, it is aware of a characteristic. So panya can know right at that time that it's not self, and it cannot be other reality, because the characteristic of that reality is known or be aware by sati or awareness.
So you're saying don't go looking for anything, it's right here, right here.
Just developing the understanding.
Like what Zita is saying, it's all about now. It seems that the reflection of panya would be that it realizes that it's all about now. So any idea about doing something or having to do something first is just because there's no panya.
If one likes to think about doing something, it means that no understanding of reality at this moment at all. That person gets across reality right now to something which she or he would like to make it up.
talking about something prior to that, to see, to know that it is about, to acknowledge that it is about now, and not any other time.
Okay, what type of reality that you'd like to know then?
Whatever it is.
One at a time. There are two different characteristics, the nama and the rupa. Which one? No decision yet? No choice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But by having understanding better and better, there are conditions for the arising of sati instantly, and that moment is different from moments without sati. Whenever there is sati arising, one knows it is different. And that's the beginning of the development of satipatthana, understanding kaya as kaya, vedana as vedana, citta as citta, dhamma as dhamma. Otherwise, even now there are dhammas, but no awareness. So they arise and fall away all the time, unknowingly. And so with avicca, or at that moment if citta is kusala, it's the theoretical understanding of realities right now.
Someone might say that it's important to understand the realities now, but yet believes in doing. There's really no understanding. Just some theory in his mind that he doesn't really know what he's saying.
Without the intellectual understanding, can there be conditions for right awareness and right understanding of any reality right now?
So in that sense, in such a case, we could say that he doesn't really have right theoretical understanding. Is that it?
Just a little.
It seems that we spend a lot of time trying to solve that, the riddle by thinking, to find a way through thinking, but thinking can only think.
Right. But it can be right thinking.
But it can be right thinking. Can we connect that to the, when the Buddha says to us that we must not just take his words, but we must experience the truth for ourselves? And maybe that's where much confusion about this doing arises from, because it sounds as if there is the teaching and then there is some kind of doing.
In the beginning, since the reality does not appear yet, even we are talking about seeing as just a reality, I mean, to phenomenon and also an element. No matter what word we use, it depends on hearing and considering. And more words one hear about it, it can condition some more understanding. For example, when we talk about the citta itself, which is dark, see, it's separate from this visible object which is now appearing, because light is rupa. But that which experiences it or sees it is dark. And this can apply to any moment of citta. Hearing, for example, sound appears to that reality which can experience, but that reality is so dark. But it's there.
That is when there is developed awareness, but perhaps in early stages, maybe the darkness is more like greyness. Perhaps not as sharp or as clear. Is it that one moment there is no understanding, and then another moment there is the kind of understanding that you refer to that is accompanied by darkness?
Because there are many moments we are in darkness, but it's I there. Even in darkness, nothing appears at all. But that which is the faculty of experiencing something or any reality is dark at that moment. There can be thinking in darkness, right? But even so, it's not I who is thinking. So when we think of thinking in darkness, we get closer to there is nothing which is rupa which can experience through the other sense law at all. Still, there is a reality which is experiencing an object at that time in darkness. But since it's not a sharp understanding yet, so that is the clinging to that reality as I, who are in darkness.